Hey, everybody. My name is Jay Moore, and I do stand-up comedy for a living. I'm going to be at the Ventura County Comedy Festival September 29th. Woo-wee! Who knows what type of good things are going to happen? In all sinceriousness, it's going to be a hoedown. Ventura County Comedy Festival, September 29th. A lot of great comics are going to be there. Come out and support. In all seriousness, Ventura County Comedy Festival. There's like 10 comics you can come see. Come see me. I'm one of them. September 29th. Buy tickets at jmoore.com. I'll also be at BlizzCon November 8th and November 22nd, Brea Improv.
Put your name on it. Just put your name on it. That's all I say. Be a man or a woman. Put your name on it.
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
How the fuck you gonna know how to be great if you don't study greatness? Look at the game change.
Donuts.
If you wanna battle, it's either that you will or
you
won't.
You know, you're not a bad looking man, Mr. Gals.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
There's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
Hey, man.
My friend and yours, Will Sasso. It's More Stories, the podcast. That's my podcast.
That's your podcast. Is there music here?
No, we're coming out of Unchained by Van Halen.
Oh, I love that song.
Unless there's some ad that comes up last minute, we'll drop it in real quick. So whoever you just
One
heard,
break coming up.
You know how weird it was to have him sitting here?
He came on your show?
I'm very slowly cobbling together the sounds of my youth into one giant band in my garage.
That's fantastic.
Queens of the Stone Age and Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction.
Wow.
Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, really?
Bootsy Collins. And in my mind, one night I'm just going to like fall off the wagon, do mushrooms, go up to like San Ysidro Ranch, and just everyone in my head just cobbled together the most fucking sick concert. It'll be a two-day event.
Yeah.
Diamond Dave will come out and be like, "Bose Dubai, everybody ready to go?
Hamala zimala bimala hamala bimala zimala."
Nobody.
More palooza.
Potapalooza.
Did David Lee Roth tell you the brown M&M story?
No.
Oh.
You tell me it. As him.
Well, you see, Jay, back in the 70s, Van Halen, we were the largest show at the time, you see. And at that time, you know, Eddie, who was a stickler for his sound and whatnot, had a manual. And I'm telling you, this thing was as thick as a phone book. And with all the specific and explicit instructions, the stacks, where the amplifiers are supposed to be, and so on and so forth. And so he does that. And so you see what Eddie would do is, in the middle of all of these instructions, you see, was to put a clause in there that said no M&Ms are to be delivered to Van Halen in perpetuity throughout the universe, so on and so forth. And that's the rumor. And far be it from me to get in the way of a rumor, Jay. But we knew that if the promoter, once we arrived at backstage and saw brown M&Ms, we know that they had not read the rider. And therefore, no reason to do the sound check, because we'd be out there for hours. So that's why we put the brown M&Ms. It's actually a professional provision.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Woo! Yeah. That's
well, that,
now
right
you got
show.
The kids on board.
The kids
love David Lee Roth.
He was fun. He was a good time. But you're in that upper 1% when people lose their minds when you were here. Like you, John DiMaggio, Barry Katz. There are a few people where there are a few episodes. The music ones I'll put in a separate category because it's you're tugging at people's, you know, hearts. Like it's what they did when they had their first kiss, making out, and wrestling practice, football practice, what was planned. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, you shoot the single. He throws the cross face. You're in a wizard. What do you do? You circle around. Next thing you know, you're making out. You both weigh 135 pounds. Right. It's any man's game.
Yeah, you smell the same. You know, you're wearing the same thing. You know how to get the man in and out of that singlet. You know what feels good when you're wearing the singlet. It's natural. It does naturally feel good. You're 15 years old. You're rolling on the mat. It's intoxicating.
You have a podcast called The 10-Minute Podcast with Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia and Brian Callen. D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia?
Well,
Delilah?
It's a D apostrophe E-L-I-A.
Is he still getting stopped at airport security for looking like he's lighting his shoes on fire? Hey, Chris, you know, DollarShaveClub.com razors are pretty... Not a sponsor of the podcast.
Not a sponsor of the podcast. Just really a free plug.
Just actual exceptional razors.
Yeah. Really, really good razors.
Like alarming. Like you didn't even know razors could be improved upon. You're like,
really?
Jesus.
I've heard people talk about this. They're that good?
Bananas good.
Really?
How often you shave?
I don't. I just kind of do the trimmer now. I don't shave.
That cool Don Johnson.
Yeah, look. I got the... Yeah, yeah. Chubby guy with the Don Johnson beard.
The full beard. It was really alarming. Yeah. Remember that? You had the big long one.
I had that big. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's...
one of your pro wrestling, when you appear at your pro wrestling promotions?
I do some gymnasium shows, yes.
No, but you do pro wrestling promotions.
Well, I have appeared with the WWE in the past, yeah, doing stuff with them.
And what do? Do you run around, hit the turnbuckle?
Yeah, you get beat up. You know, you usually get beat up at the end of any appearance. Back in the day, I had Mad TV, and then, you know, I'd do an impersonation of Stone Cold, and then on Mad TV, and he'd come on the show, and then I show up on their show, and I'm Stone Cold, and he doesn't like it, and he comes out, and he cuts a promo on whoever, talking about, you know, this Sunday, blah, 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 and then he beats the snot out of me, and the kids like that. We did it to promote the Three Stooges.
Sean Hayes get in the ring?
Sean Hayes, got in the ring.
No.
He didn't do anything.
That'd be great.
Just him and Christy Mintopoulos got in the ring as Larry and Moe.
The guy nobody knows?
What's that?
Does anybody know who that guy is? And I'm being serious.
I know who he is.
Such a good job.
He did an amazing job. And Christy Mintopoulos is one of the most talented people I've ever been around.
Chris is his first name.
Chris is his first name.
Diamantopoulos. I'm not making a joke. Yeah. I want to get it right.
Diamantopoulos. He's Greek.
Because it was alarming good how good he was in the Three Stooges.
I'm telling you, that guy spent a dozen years on Broadway. He's an incredibly well-trained actor.
From a distance.
No, that's Bette Midler.
Yeah, Broadway.
Is that on Broadway?
I don't know. I'm cracking the boards.
That's probably in Cats.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, but I haven't updated it in a long time.
All right, well, go to my website, jmoore.com. All things flow.
Oh, wait. Go to 10minutepodcast.com. You want to see a website.
Really?
Well, it's not a great website, but...
But if people want to know more about your podcast, they go to the 10...
Yeah, go to 10-minute...
The or just 10?
Just 10-minute podcast.
10minutepodcast.com.
All letters, yeah.
And that's good advice. I'm not even making a joke. It sounds like I'm joking, but it is, because you're like 10...
10.
1, 0. No. Yeah. 10minutepodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Brian Callen, our good friend. Will Sasso. And of course, Chris D'Elia.
Chris the Taliban sympathizer D'Elia. Yeah.
In his hopes to become the most famous man on Coldwater Canyon South.
Chris?
Yeah.
On Coldwater Canyon South?
I was just trying to pick one weird part of... Can you fucking turn this off of my shoulder?
Do they have...
I'm watching two guys house hunt in Toronto, and Matty Boy just stares at it when we record.
Yeah. You're not even watching Orange Juice commercials.
Yeah, but I can see it in the corner of my mouth.
Corner of your mouth.
I'm really fucked up, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I love...
Do they have... They have Taliban and
turn the fucking...
It's thing. Off.
It's not
I'm
off.
I'm looking right at it.
Oh, there we go.
Please, go to jmoore.com. Yeah. All things flow.
What?
Gotta let the jizz flow.
What are you... Are you an R&B band now?
Oh, no. Matty Boy wrote a big hit song.
Let the jizz flow?
Yeah, bro. Oh, it's a hit, man.
We had like four guests like sing it. You want to hear it?
Sure.
I don't wear a condom because I gotta let my jizz flow. I gotta let my jizz flow.
Mm-hmm.
Go to jmoore.com. That's how Paul Provenza looked at you when you did your Ryan Gosling impression.
Well, that's actually on point. So I don't
really?
Know,
let's
I
don't hear know. It. Bro, let me set it up. Ryan Gosling, born in Canada, raised in Orlando, never has acted without a New York accent.
Interesting.
Every movie.
Interesting.
Let's hear it.
What's up, Will? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Good. I'm Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Hey, how are you? Where are you from?
Canada.
Oh, cool.
That's it. That's my impression.
I thought it was a little more...
A little more like this.
Like Blue Velvet. What do you want me to do?
He does have a little bit of that.
What do you want me to do?
I just saw that movie with him and Steve Carell. I saw it on a plane.
He's like the ladies' man. Hey, yeah, yeah, buy yeah. ladies' drinks.
Yeah, he's very quiet. He'd be very interesting for a sound department.
I think he's
fantastic. No. I think he's great, too. And
for
he's,
Canadian.
Yeah. Well, he's from the same area I'm from.
Oh, no kidding.
Vancouver, yeah.
You guys know each other before you came down to Hollywood?
No.
Did
none
you
of
bits?
That.
Did you
no,
skits?
No, no. We didn't do any skits and bits. No. Far be it from me.
I'm so freaked out by your David Lee Roth impression. Listen, go to jmoore.com,
yeah.
and you can buy things there. Oh. But more importantly, you click the Amazon banner. You could buy whatever you want. Instead of me telling you what product you should be buying, you could buy whatever you want to buy. Go to jmoore.com, click the Amazon banner, and email me what you bought, and I will read it right here on this podcast, making you a star in front of all your friends. For instance, Mike, does anybody name like Mike James? Like every name is cockamamie, like the Three Stooges guy's name. Michael Dukielski. D-U-K, yeah. D-U-K-I-E-L-S-K-I.
Dukielski.
Dukielski. Michael Dukielski. JD,
that's
a
like a
time.
long, it's a long way to say Dookie.
That's Jamie, Will Sasso stepping
not
all
to say,
over. Look, at least he's American.
Yeah. All right. He's American. I'm
these,
not saying
these
that
colors don't run, dude.
These colors don't run. Hey, man, don't tread on me.
Untied we stand.
Yeah, Fram oil filter, Coors Light, spot. Wrangler jeans.
JJ, longtime listener, first-time emailer from the Garden State in beautiful Linden. I like Linden. I love listening to the podcast. I used to think you were a dick until I heard you on the Rich Eisen podcast, and my opinion has been changed forever. I really had no bearing to base my opinion on, so I'll just chalk it up to you marrying Nikki Cox, who was the only reason I ever watched Unhappily Ever After. I just placed an order on Amazon for two extended batteries for my cell phone, 96 K-cups of Jet Fuel Extra Bold Coffee, and 24 cups of Celestial Seasoning Sleepy Time Herbal Tea.
He's like Elvis.
Yeah, this is...
He's taking uppers in the morning and downers to get to sleep. He's got the tinfoil on the windows. He's watch talking move, about your wife.
Watch me move the sun, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm going to move the sun, man.
Want some karate?
Hey, man, I gotta wake up in the morning with a jolt to the system, man.
I'm going
to
take a four-hour shit on the toilet, man.
I'm going to need to be talking on the cell phone the whole time. Look, I know cell phones ain't been invented yet, but if they were, I'd need two batteries.
But if they did, yeah. I would invent it with my karate.
Yeah.
I'm a student at Rutgers, and I hate having to find an outlet to plug my phone in. I like getting jacked up on the coffee called Jet Fuel, man. So I can sit in the library and read until I can't see.
Yeah.
Please have Swartzen on again. The last time he was on, I almost crashed my car getting off exit 13.
Yeah.
Proud to be a Moorier. Hope to see you do some dates out here soon. I'll be out there, brother. March, I believe I'm going to be out there. Big announcement, Will Sasso. You're here, and then we're going to pile in head first at Will Sasso on Twitter. Just best Vine videos of all time. I think
that's
an actual your title now. You hear that guy? Still AOL, old school money. What's
that
up?
That is really old school.
I met the guy whose voice that is.
That's a real guy?
He's a cameraman. No, it's a cat.
Why? Aren't these things computer generated? That's a real person?
It's a guy. He's a cameraman in a local news in Pittsburgh.
How did that happen?
I don't know. But
well,
they paid him like $250 like 30 years ago. And I go, no way. And they go, yeah, that's the guy. And I go, well, you, they told, and before I get it out, he's just pushing a camera across like the news to do the cooking segment.
Oh,
and he just
amazing.
Goes, you've got mail, like in my face, like get the fuck away from me.
Did it sound
me.
Like it?
It? Well, yeah, because it was him.
Understood. But it still sound. He still... They didn't just catch him once saying it, and it was perfect, and he could never recreate it again. He actually sounds like that. So
oh, no, I don't know. I don't know what he sounds like. I just know he turned to me and said, "You've got mail."
Yeah,
that was the only thing he said to me.
Oh, that. Oh, okay.
He was pushing a camera because when you do morning, like TV in cities, not LA really, but there's always like you always gonna go after somebody makes an omelet,
right? Yeah, absolutely.
Like, coming up next, funny man Jay Moore, and you're like,
have
what?
You ever been? Asked to pardon me. Have you ever been asked to like to take part in the
all
in
the time?
Yeah, and you got to eat some buttery eggs or something. You know,
I wish. I was in Houston. It was crawfish, and it was like 6:30 in the morning.
Oh.
And the local anchor's like, that's good crawfish, man.
Yeah.
Like off camera, they just let their guard down. Like, crawfish, delicious. Yeah, now come on, huh? Muffin _ man.
Yeah. Don't eat anything. That's if you're a.
Ever.
Don't eat anything
ever.
If you're
going to
go on a...
successful.
Never.
Don't eat. Don't eat, man.
That's one of my rules to success.
Don't eat.
Don't eat anything. Never. Don't be friends with Andy Dick. And never...
What?
I don't know. I know him. That's not a nice thing to say.
I smoked pot with Andy Dick and Mrs. Poole from the Hogan family.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's that old gal?
The one not
hello Hogan's, but she was like that all the time. We were at some like
the blonde.
No, old redhead. Who am I talking about?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ, you guys are making me IMDb mid-show. This is the last two-a-week podcast of More Stories. We're going to one a week.
Good for you.
Every Monday, and I'll tell you why, Will Sasso. You probably really don't give a shit, but the listeners are going, what the fuck?
I'm sure they are.
And I'll tell you why. We do it every Monday and Friday. But the thing is, people are backlogged. If you listen to the 10-minute podcast, Brian Callen's podcast, if you listen to like Barry Katz, Industry Stands, like you're full. Like you have so much cat. Like I just got an email today. Love the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast. That's fucking 2 months ago.
That's so really smart.
Anybody like Wayne Kramer, people, I got four emails or tweets today saying, oh my God, Wayne Kramer from the MC5. That was incredible. Can't wait. Looking forward to Jail Guitar Doors. But like, that was two Fridays ago. We did a show at the Ford Theater. It was like Tom Morello, Wayne Kramer, Billy Bragg, and I MC'd. And I realized people are full. People are 2 months, a month, and it's not fair to the guests when they come out to promote something.
Interesting.
You know, let the guests, let it be their thing, and then let the guests actually promote.
And you'll also, well, the show will be in much better shape, though, also, because it'll be a true experience for everybody. They'll be waiting as opposed to backlogged.
Yes. Yeah. I don't want them to be backlogged. And mostly for the guest, I hate, like, Matt Sorum had a benefit Sunday, drummer from Guns N' Roses, for Adopt the Arts. And, like, right now the emails are coming in, like, hey, sounds great. How do I help? It's like, it was 4 days ago, but whatevs.
Yeah.
So this is it. You're our last two. You really ruined it for everybody.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I like your show, and I don't want to be a problem. I'm sorry about what I did with the door earlier.
Yeah, for those of you listening, which is everybody, it's a dumbass thing to say in a podcast. For those of
those
you listening,
of you who aren't one of us like three people.
Like some guy's just waving his arms around at his speakers, like, what's happening? No bueno. For those of you listening to the podcast right now.
Instead of eating it.
You're eating a podcast, man?
I have eaten a podcast.
Come on, man. Crawfish.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
I'm sure there's someone from Louisiana with a podcast called Eat My Podcast.
Oh, there has to be.
Yeah, you see, honey, it's kind of like Eat My Pussy, but it ain't. So don't get mad. It's not. We're still church-fearing folks.
Jimmy, why would you have a pussy?
No, I wouldn't. I don't. No, I understand. Well, that's not. It's not. It's just a fun thing to call a podcast.
I thought you should have called it the Jimmy Buell podcast.
But everybody just calls it that, sweetheart. We had this conversation.
Nobody calls it Jimmy Buell because you're the only Jimmy Buell alive.
Well, that's why I love you, sweetheart.
I love you, too.
I love you, too. Yeah, come on.
I believe that's my Mountain Dew. Yours has a straw on it. Yours has the straw.
Mine always has the straw.
That's right.
Right.
Please hand me back
because I can't because my teeth is too rotted out from all the Mountain Dew. So doctor
my
said
my teeth are is all rotted out.
My
that's
teeth are
negative.
My
positive.
Teeth are is all rotted out.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, here comes Stone Cold ET. He would like a couple White Castle cheeseburgers to go.
Stone Cold ET.
So Will Sasso, we had a contest on this, and I'm going to let you judge.
Okay.
We had a good sponsor, GoDaddy.com, and people go to GoDaddy.com and type in stories. And the contest was come up with the best URL, the best .com name that's super, super inside joke to this podcast.
Oh, that's funny.
Things that have been said in the past. And for $2.49, you get your own URL, you get your own website up and running. And the funny thing to me is when I start, Maddie, you have not seen these.
I have not.
So the funny thing is when I start reading 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 finalists we have.
They're pretty
good.
And
the winners get t-shirts and I'll send them something. It'll be good. Third prize, I'm going to go to your house and I will suck your dick.
Gee whiz.
That's a third prize.
How about that internet nowadays, huh?
Yeah, third prize.
It's unbelievable.
I'll just
that's
find out.
Third prize?
Yeah. Well, it was going to be fifth, but I'm like, I don't want people to think like we're just tapping out after one. First prize, you get a shirt.
First prize.
T-shirt that says
Warrior. Well, hold on a second. I don't even want to know what the second prize is, but you will fillet someone. Two shirts is second prize.
Yeah.
Well, this is all the way around.
I go the other way. I invert.
All right.
I take the corporate paradigm and I put it on its ear.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't play by the rules.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm like Slappy and the Stinkers.
They were great.
They were
what
great.
Was their song again?
You got the movie with B.D. Wong, five children, and a seal.
No.
It was five kids, one
that's
seal,
not a real movie.
No rules. Oh, yeah. Slappy and the Stinkers.
B.D. Wong, five kids and a seal.
Yeah. Matt, you know it, right? You know it, right? You can't talk. Do you know of it?
No, I
really?
Don't.
Sissy's all over it.
Who else was
I
in that?
I own it.
You on it?
Who else was in it?
Well, they got the five kids. They got the seal. A seal double. The seal had a few doubles.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it.
Why the seal wasn't listening to him.
Yeah, yeah. No. Why? Yeah, come on, listen to me. Don't just sit there and honk your horn with your nose. Wow, B.D. Wong. He's underrated. So third place is Jay Moore fillets you.
I don't know where I'm losing you on this.
All right. I'm trying to understand.
First place, I announced that you're the winner.
Yeah.
And I send you a t-shirt that says Moorier. The shirts that I've made up for this podcast.
Cool.
Or a More Stories podcast. Or put your name on a t-shirt. You know what? Fuck it. I'll send you the shirts.
Yeah.
Second prize, you get doubles of each shirt. So you get six shirts. So you can wear one and I'll sign the other three.
Second prize.
Yeah.
You get more shirts.
Third prize, I go to your house at your convenience.
Yeah.
And I perform oral sex on your penis.
Okay. So it has to be a guy has to win it.
Well, I can't suck a woman's penis.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. That sort of precludes half.
If it's a woman, it'll just be the neighbor.
So, you know what? That's
you get a blowjob for
closest
your neighbor.
Proximity.
If it's a woman, man of your choice.
Man of your choice.
You just go like, you know.
That's a heck of a gift.
A friend of mine is a smelly hobo outside Vaughn's.
Yeah.
He probably could use a pick me up.
Or just anniversary time comes
just
around.
Just slap some Listerine on his balls.
I think George down by at the who works at the thrift shop is a gay man.
Is that the
Maybe
guy
he'd with... enjoy a blowjob from Jay Moore.
Is that the fellow with the Eat My Podcast?
No, that's Jimmy. What was his name? Jimmy Buell?
Yeah.
I think he might be a homosexual also.
And I know sponsors
He drinks Mountain Dew from a straw like a lady.
Sponsors love when you talk about oral sex right as you talk about their product. But
they
hey, man, we keep it real here,
Hey, man.
You put the chips.
You know.
Here's the thing. GoDaddy.com. Type in referral. There's like a referral box or a checkout box. You check out stories. You type in the word stories, like more stories, and you create a website for yourself. And you can do whatever you want with the website. And if you don't want to be in the contest, if you want to create a website, like let's say you're a photographer and you want people to see your photography. So you go, hey, look, I take pictures.com. And then you do that. But it's only $2.49 for the whole year. It's an absurdly great deal to start your own website, get it up and running. You can sell merchandise off of it. There's a lot of things that happen when you have your own podcast. As you know, 10minutepodcast.com, not one of our finalists. Now, okay. Will Sasso, I will probably have to explain a couple of the inside jokes to you.
Okay.
Because you're backlogged. That's why we're going to 1 a week.
Right.
All right. Spillingmyjizz.com.
That's already a favorite of mine.
That's from a young man named
Jimmy Buell.
A young man. It's a woman named Nicole Hadley.
There it is, Nicole.
The women are dominating. NoBitingMan.com from Stuart Rosenthal. That's an old Barry Katz reference. His kids were fighting when I was at his house.
Mm-hmm.
His two sons were wild. And one kid came in with like a gash, like he got stabbed in a knife fight. And they're hey, your other kid, I want to say his kid's name's on the air.
Yeah.
Your other kid bit me. And Barry goes, listen. And he sits them both down. He's about to give him like this crazy Newt Rockne parent speech. And he goes, looks over one, looks over the other, and just goes, no biting man. Gets up and gets back to me and my important business that was like, what am I getting paid for Fruit of the Loom? This is bullshit. SpillingMyJizz.com. That's from Maddie's song.
Yeah.
Gotta Let My Jizz Spill. First time he sang it was Gotta Let My Jizz Spill, and it turned into Flow because John DiMaggio did it as Barry White. It's Gotta Let My Jizz Flow.
Yeah, that's probably a smoother way to...
This one no one here will get at all. This is from the Ron and Fez show. Jwahd. J-W-A-H-D. Jwahd. DammitStaros.com. Does that make any sense to you? It's
Absolutely.
From a movie.
I've never
Nick
heard that
Nolte
said
before.
Damn it, Staros.
You got to take the man and take the hill.
What was that?
It's Thin Red Line. And I was doing Ron and Fez show. Early in the morning. I was doing Opie and Anthony, but I think Ron Bennington was sitting in. And I just took a shot at Nick Nolte from Thin Red Line, and I did the work. Like,
no, that sounds exactly like him. I like how you go up, because most people are like, oh, yeah. No.
Damn it, Stamros. You got to just take that hill. But when
he goes up in the end.
Ron Bennington told me, he goes, no, that sounds exactly like him. It's spooky.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if Ron Bennington was fucking with me or if he was really meaning it. But Ron Bennington is such a master at this game of radio and all this. that I still to this day don't know. But that's way inside. Not having to do with the podcast, however. But I will say this, Jouad, the fact that you went that deep, because that was like 3 years ago. Okay, MaddieNeedsAMic.com from Maureen Ohm.
Hi, Maureen.
The girls.
I like it. Hey, what can I say?
MyPuddingExploded.com.
That's a universal theme.
Did we
that's
ever,
just a good that's from that Rob, site should be up.
That's from Rob Van Brunt.
I don't know him.
I just put it in the final mix because
my pudding exploded. I don't remember that from anything specifically.
Is that from just like pooping our pants or something?
I don't remember anybody saying it.
And you've listened to the podcast. You listen to each one like six times.
Yes.
You have to edit it.
I do.
Yeah.
Your pudding exploded could be a reason to let your jizz flow. Like now dig this. Try to go with me on this. If you're the gentleman in the song from whom the narrative is delivered.
The protagonist.
The protagonist, if you will. The protagonist of the R&B.
Correct. Okay.
He's had some bad experiences in the past because he produces so much semen that the condom bursts.
Okay.
My pudding exploded. You see what I'm saying? His tapioca exploded in the girls.
That would be more, I think, tapioca direct.
Yeah.
I think pudding is...
Yeah, I think...
It's always chocolate unless otherwise specified.
Shit all over a wall.
That's true. Yeah, that is sort of scatological. All right, never mind.
I think you can let your jizz spill and that would cause someone's pudding to explode.
Cause someone to shit all over the wall?
Yeah, you know.
Like if you...
If you said that, like you were the dumbest human being he'd ever come across. Like a coach that's had it. The team's 2-8. Like, really? That's how we're going to win?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Would have shit all over the wall?
Is that right, Matthew? That would cause me to send feces all over the wall through my corduroys.
Final entry, Doug Levy. Synthetic, well-coiffed, upper lip, facialhair.com.
Is this also for me?
No, it's for me. It's for me and Will Sasso.
Wow.
So,
all right.
No Biting Man is so obvious.
It's really
yeah.
good.
And good. And the fact that it's Katz, who also has a podcast, industry standard here.
Man.
He does it here?
No.
You guys?
I don't know. He does it on my label.
Yeah.
I'm nice. The Suge Knight at his bitch.
Yeah.
And Maddie produces it. So we got to remove, damn it, Staros. I'm sorry, Jouad, but that's too inside. That's not the podcast. That's from an appearance on another show.
Right.
However... Man, I loved it.
Points. You get points for it.
Yeah, he's listening. He's following your brand, as they say.
Yeah, I like that. MaddieNeedsAMic.com from Maureen Ohm. That would be way higher up, but Maddie's had a mic for months. This
right.
is exactly the point of people being behind on the podcast. Mm-hmm. This kid's had a mic since we had, who was it? Lisa Left Eye Lopez when she was on.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah.
He's had a mic.
She's been dead for a long time. Are you guys fucking around?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't know.
My pudding exploded.
She died years ago.
I just took a pencil and tried to cross these off my laptop.
Oh, my goodness.
My pudding exploded is out because we don't know what it means, Rob Van Brunt. So it's between No Biting Man, SpillingMyJizz.com, and Synthetic Well-Coiffed Upper Lip Facial Hair. Now, you know where I'm going to vote.
No, I don't, actually. I don't.
All right, so we got three. SpillingMyJizz.com by Nicole Hadley. The fact that a woman
gotta
had to
love
go
it.
To GoDaddy.com and drop $2.50.
Is there a photo of Nicole?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious.
But I'll tell you what. I think that that URL is probably spoken for. Because like porn websites.
No, it's not. Like, because we checked.
You looked it up and it's not spoken for?
Yeah, I'll go
to
it right now. That's the great
amazing.
Thing about GoDaddy. They were a good sponsor and we had a good contest. And
I used to play this game with my friend where we would just come up with horrible URLs, horrible pornographic URLs.
Yeah, I've got a list of a bunch too.
And then you'd enter them, and usually some other larger porn site owns that domain because they are waiting for, you know, the dregs of society to enter that.
I like this game. What's one that you guys came up with?
Well, you know, it's usually, you know, it's like grannies and giraffes or something. Just like the weirdest stuff.
Wait,
would be
grannies
well,
and giraffes.
That, I don't know. I just came up with that.
I've seen
like,
that.
No, I know that one.
That's probably not.
I like ankle deep.
Ankle deep is is a term I would imagine is already spoken for.
It's not for. It's not.
It's not.
No, I was sitting.
You thought of that yourself?
Yeah, ankle deep. Just instead
you
of.
You probably could have won this contest if you were eligible. Yeah. So these people create their own piece of 21st century real estate by coming. Oh, I just had it. I clicked off of it to show you. There you go. SpillingMyJizz.com.
Wow.
Get started. Is this your domain name? Let's turn it into a website. Now it's up. You know what? The winner is, what we should do is with the winner is we should put the website up for them and put content on it. That's I can't really put cool. a bunch of guys
that's a
ejaculating.
Lot of, that's a lot of work though.
Not really. You just put like four photos up and say, go look at it. We put it up.
Okay.
A you lot of work for who? We just cut your workload in
you
half.
Can have, you could have, what if you had your listeners send in photos of things that look like they could be jizz being spilled or having been spilled and them going like, uh-oh,
God,
like look what I spilled.
Will Sasso, you and are just, so smart.
Money. Right?
And it
money.
looks like it's jizz, but it's completely G-rated.
Okay, you have to email these at jmoore.com. I cannot take these on Twitter because I won't be able to save them.
Right, there you go.
So I'm going to say the finalists are, was it Letting? Letting my jizz, yeah. SpillingMyJizz.com.
Okay.
From Nicole Hadley, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say No Biting Man is just a no-brainer, man.
It is, man.
Now, that is a website where I need a whole bunch of people taking pictures of people biting one another. It could be children.
No Biting Man.
No Biting Man.
No Biting Man.
And if you get a picture of Barry Katz superimposed.
Yeah, that's
like
even
telling
better.
Somebody about to bite him. No Biting Man.
Then you could really make a meme out of it. You could, or you could take pre-existing pictures from the internet of people who have injuries. Okay, it's kind of a little messed up, but people, there's so many pictures on the internet of people who have injuries, some of them bloody, and you superimpose, you crop in Barry Katz with the word bubble. No Biting Man.
And like that injury came from a bite.
Yeah, every injury came from a bite. It could even be like. Like, you know, a giant car crash and just Barry Katz in the corner with a word bubble, No Biting Man.
It could be a porcupine or a dog that has porcupine quills in its mouth.
Yeah.
How did nobody put that one together?
No Biting Man.
How about this? Barry Katz is the referee in a title fight, giving final to two guys right when they touch gloves and just Barry's last instructions.
No Biting
No
Man.
Biting. I expect a fair fight. Yeah. No Biting Man. Yeah.
Like he was there with.
All right, Maddie needs him. Go ahead.
No, I was just say he was there with Tyson versus Holyfield. He was instead of Mills Lane.
I like that.
Was it
it's
Mills
timely.
Lane?
Maddie needs Mike.com.
Barry can do the third prize winner. Barry can sit there and oversee the process of your fellatio.
Yeah. JJ, when you're blowing this lady's neighbor, which personally I would have had you done Dancing with the Stars or something before we settled on blowing strangers, but. This is definitely a holy shit moment.
And then he can say, before you start,
just remember when you're blowing this guy, No Biting Man.
There you go.
Hey. The undeniable. All right. Finalists are SpillingMyJizz.com. You have to send us photos at jmoore.com of things that look like a man ejaculating but are not.
Yeah. Or having just ejaculated. Either in mid-ejaculation or having just ejaculated. Example.
Or you what have about like right before ejaculation? Just people's weird faces?
Then it'll just be faces. Yeah, you can go with that.
We don't want that. Warhol did a whole movie, 10 minutes, just a picture of a guy's face jacking off.
Yeah, it's. I think it's so more interesting to come up with creative ways to show like the post-jizz spillage.
Okay.
Like, you know, just someone with holding like a bathroom cock that's exploded and it's all over the kitchen and, you know.
What's a bathroom cock?
Well, you know, the bathroom cocking, you know, the
a
thing.
A cock.
Cock. Yeah.
Cocking gun.
Yeah, cock.
I didn't know you had like cocks spread across your house.
Well, yeah, no.
Case like I'm in the pantry and I got
a kitchen cock.
Yeah, I got a different cock for each room. Hey, honey, I got a case of bathroom cock.
I'll go to the espresso machine and grab my espresso cock. I need a little one.
Yeah.
SpillingMyJizz.com, NoBitingMan.com. Congratulations, Nicole Hadley, and congratulations to Stuart Rosenthal. Those are your finalists. Now, the winner will be determined. There's no third prize. See that?
Good.
I don't get to blow anybody. All right, Nicole Hadley, congratulations. Stuart Rosenthal, congratulations. This is the GoDaddy.com contest. You click the GoDaddy banner at jmoore.com if you wish to continue this shenanigans. But been a lot of fun. GoDaddy made it fun.
That's cool.
But we need pictures of things that look like somebody in the process of or recently having just completed spilling my jizz all over the place.
But it can't be real jizz.
No, it needs it cannot. If it's that, then Nicole Hadley loses automatically. Stuart, don't do it. Stuart Rosenthal, no biting, man. Pictures of Barry Katz superimposed, instructing people to stop biting them for all in the name of all things holy. So your pro wrestling appearances, did you get hurt?
No, no, those guys are amazing. I've done it a few times. I've never been hurt. I had a full match with Bret Hart.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about the Bret Hart match.
Yeah.
Now, how often do you practice?
No, you don't. You don't. You go.
How do you have a full match? Like
he's
does he grab you in the clinch? You go. I'm just gonna twirl you around over my head.
Pretty much. He would just go like, you know, we went out there in the afternoon. He's like, you know, go out in the afternoon. You know, run around the ring. You know, get a feel for it.
Was it Calgary Saddle Dome?
We were in Tampa.
Ooh.
I don't know why. And
it's awesome.
It is pretty awesome. And it's a wrestling town, Tampa. And we went out
town.
That too. We went out in the afternoon. He's like, oh, you know, you've seen this stuff on TV. You know, you're athletic. You played football. You could do it. I was like, you got to be joking me. He's like, don't do anything without me guiding you to do it. That was the rule. He's like, if you're on the ground, if I've hit you, you're on the ground. Wait, I'll pick you up. Like, never do anything. He's like, I'll lead the dance the whole time. And he did. And we did stuff that we didn't rehearse. We didn't rehearse anything.
Did you get any shots in on him?
No, actually, I'm happy you asked that because myself and, well, okay, like for anybody who's listening, which is, again, anyone but the three of us.
Yes.
We've established
well, we're
that.
We're listening to
we are also
we're
listening.
We're listening right now.
We're listening right now.
We're from the future.
We did this thing. It was sort of like the Jerry Lawler, Andy Kaufman thing in the 70s and 80s to where we set up a feud between myself and Bret the Hitman Hart. He came on Mad TV. He attacked me, blah, blah, blah. We set that up a year before with something I did to him. And a lot of people bought it and thought it was real. I should say, because it's totally real. Yeah, it's completely real.
Real to me, damn it.
It's still real to me, damn it. I love that guy. So it culminated in this match. So there we are on their Monday night show and we're down there and blah, blah, blah. And we're in Tampa and we do this match myself and a writer producer at Mad TV named Brian Hart, who also, I grew up wrestling, watching wrestling rather. And Brian, same deal. And we both love Bret Hart and we flew in and we came up with this idea. To where when Bret asked us, you know, you want to get a shot in, like a cheap shot or something? We said no. Because any time you see a quote-unquote celebrity guest or someone from entertainment coming into wrestling, they always get a shot in. Jay Leno putting Hulk Hogan in an armbar. I'm not buying it. It's stupid. If we're supposed to buy that these are these mega athletes, these monsters that are going at each other, and these guys are ridiculous athletes.
Jay Leno's a monster of late night.
Oh, that's true. Oh, wait, maybe that's why they were trying to do that. Oh, yeah, it was his power of late night. Oh, shit. When you get these entertainers in there, they get one in on the wrestlers? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
So Bret's like, you want to do it? And we're like, no, you kick my ass the whole time. I don't get a shot in. You leisurely beat the shit out of me. How long's the segment? He's like, commercial to commercial, 8 minutes. It's about a five and a half minute, 6 minute match. Okay, cool. You just smacked the snot out of me the whole time. And he kind of giggled. He said, okay, cool. And that's the way it should go. Anytime someone comes on their show, it makes, I hate that as someone who watches, has watched that stuff.
All.
Not at all.
But isn't it weird in Tampa? Now you're leaving the ring and
right.
People are like, you suck.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you got beat. Like,
right.
They think you really.
Yeah. And you're selling it. You're going up the ramp with two refs, you know, holding you up and you're making your way up the ramp. You're wincing and limping and, you know.
You're putting exploded all over the place.
Putting exploded all over the place. Thank goodness I was wearing black shorts, you know.
Singlet.
But no, I went out to the parking lot and was like, what the heck? And a singlet underneath there. More for me, you know, because I just want to, I want it tight. You know, I want my junk tight.
Yeah.
I want to be in a, sometimes anytime I do something active, I put on a rope diaper first and I twist my stuff in there. And then I go for the run on the beach, you know.
For active things.
Well, no, it just sort of feels good.
Yeah.
You know, it just sort of feels good. Pain, yeah. That yeah. Sort of pain. Genital pain.
And that'll make you run faster.
It will make you run faster.
Yeah, I got to get home and take this rope diaper.
I got to get this thing off, and I can't do it in the middle of the beach in public. I need to be alone. I need to at least be in my automobile to relieve myself of the genital pressure
yeah.
Of this that this rope diaper is providing. But no, he didn't hurt me at all. And he's got me in the corner. He's stomping me in the corner. you know, he's, they call him the excellence of execution. And he, you know, I think that's probably should be an inside term because he's just, he's booting me in the chest. It looks like he's booting me as hard as I can. And it's like a feather. It's a, it was unbelievable. And him, Steve Austin, you know, Kane, I've done stuff with, all these guys are like, they're not just incredible athletes and entertainers. They're like masters of physics or something. Like they understand exactly where to put a guy to not hurt him, how to hit him to not hurt him, and it's pretty unbelievable.
How do you think guys right now listening to this, you know, going to pro wrestling school, they're on their like third year of WWE school, and they're being milked through the system, trying to make a name for themselves. Right. And Bret Hart goes, you've seen it on TV, right? You can do it.
Yeah, can you imagine? Well, I mean, they have to provide, those guys going through school and learning how to do it have to eventually, hopefully, you know, get to a place to where they're doing what Bret's doing, leading a match. You know what I mean?
Is Bret Hart the only white guy with a Jerry curl?
Who else is a white guy with a Jerry curl?
Very Jerry curl looking man.
Very Jerry curl looking guy.
Is he greasy or crunchy?
I think it's more wet. Just wet.
Scrunchy.
Not scrunchy, not crunchy. It's definitely not dry. I think Richard Marks, you remember him? If they wet his hair down, he'd have a nice Jerry curl.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You have to wet his hair down. Bret Hart just walks in with a full Jerry curl.
No, it's wet, though. Bret Hart was one of the only guys who would not like sweat much. You watch him have a match. By the end of it, his hair is frizzy.
Well, yeah, he's fighting you. He's not, you know.
No, win his big matches in like the 90s. He, by the end of the match, his hair is dry and frizzy. It's a reverse thing.
Five seasons, you played Derek Wakalock in the Canadian drama Madison.
You're
five
really going seasons. Back. You're going back a while, yeah.
Five seasons in Canada. What's that like? Is that a pilot here in L.A.? Like,
yeah, that, well, you get paid about as much as a pilot here in L.A. You know what I'm talking. Yeah, no, I did that when I was a kid, teenager.
Derek Wakalock. What did I say?
Yeah, same. I don't know. Who cares, right?
Isn't it weird whenever you ask somebody their name and they just repeat their name back to you and you don't know if they're correcting you?
Yeah.
You go like, Caroline? Caroline.
Yeah.
Caroline?
Yeah.
Caroline.
Yeah.
Caroline? Caroline. And you're like, is it fucking Carolyn?
Yeah. Daryl.
Daryl.
Robert.
Daryl. Mike. Mm-hmm. Huh? You just Mike? Said Daryl. No, I didn't.
No, I did not. Are you having a stroke? Yes, I am. What's your name? George. Daryl Mike.
Five seasons. That's a long time to be on TV. How old were you doing Canadian
I television? Think I started that show when I was 17.
So you've been in the business a long ass time.
Yeah, I started working professionally when I was 15. I was lucky.
Was that your first gig?
No, that was not my first gig. That show was not my first gig.
What was your first gig for like Tim Hortons?
My first gig was actually a show. It was a Canadian show. The lead of which actually recently passed away. God rest his soul. When people die. People die. I'm alive. Oh, hey, look what I'm doing. I'm getting up in the morning and I'm living on this earthly plane of existence. Oh.
The Canadians with me.
Yeah, I'll be alive later.
And then he's fucking dead.
Like,
he was supposed to take me to a game.
Hey, what happened? How come he didn't take it to the game? Did life leave his earthly carriage? Fucking loser.
Like, way to go, not living anymore, guy.
Way to go.
Right? Burn. Total burn.
Burn. Total burnage,
fucking
man.
Burn his
oh,
shit
fucking
up.
Burn that fucking dude.
Hey, I'm not living anymore. I'm the guy Will Sass is talking about. You may recognize me from my tombstone.
You might recognize me from any time before last Tuesday when I up and died.
Hey, I don't know if you ever come in the basement of my house. It's really creepy because I bang on the pipes and freak you out because I'm dead.
Yeah.
Hey, and I'm not happy because I haven't moved on.
Hey, I had no idea I was going to die. So my drawers and shit and desk are full of all sorts of incriminating stuff. And I have a hard drive without any password on it. So go ahead and look at the blinking terabyte of porn I have. Letmyjizzspill.com. I just won a contest on Jay Moore's podcast. Then I fucking died and my whole family knows I'm a miscreant.
That really is the key to life. Not
yeah. Don't die after you do something like that if you're planning something shitty.
You love the original In-Laws, Peter Falk.
Oh, it's been a while since I've seen it. Yeah,
when Peter Falk is at, I'm going back to the importance of staying alive discussion.
It's very important.
Peter Falk is at a bar waiting for something to happen, and David Paymer's his cab driver, and he goes, "What do you do for a living?" He goes, "Me? I'm in the CIA." And he goes, "You get out of here, man." He goes, "Oh, I'm the classic agency type, compact, low to the ground, strong. Are you interested in joining? The benefits are terrific. The key is to not get killed. That really is the key to enjoying the benefits."
That's amazing.
It's like the
what
best
a great line.
Movie of all time.
Oh, that's funny.
The key is to not get killed. That's really the trick to
that's,
enjoying your
That's benefits. A wonderful thing to share. That's And you know what?
Alan
Speaking
Arkin,
of...
Couldn't get his name out earlier. Sorry.
You know, you and I, the last time I was here, we did a two-man Brian Callen impersonation. Mm-hmm. You and I should put this out there to your audience, that if you have a family member or a loved one pass away, myself and Jay Moore will eulogize your loved one in the way that we just did.
Mock them.
Mock them, tag team style. We'll go up at the funeral and just go, Uncle Stan's dead.
Hey, Uncle Stan. You know what? If my eyes slip open, it'll freak everybody out, so they have to sew them shut.
Yeah. Hey, Uncle Stan.
There's a team of people making sure my eyes don't open during the funeral because I'm so fucking inconsiderate, I can't keep my eyes closed during the funeral. I'm going to bring a guy in here and just sewy across my eyes. Do you like my makeup? Yeah. I'm wearing makeup, fag.
Fag. Hey, Uncle Stan, you fag. Hey, look at this. I'm dropping my balls in Uncle Stan's dead mouth, and he likes it because he's a dead gay uncle.
And I like it because it's cold and it's refreshing.
This is the only time I've ever had my balls in someone's mouth and not had them feel warm.
And my nuts are hot.
Oh, wow.
Out of my rope.
This is the only time I've ever ejaculated and not enjoyed it. Oh, goodbye, everybody.
Enjoy Uncle Stan. Seriously, I'm sure he's a good man. Yeah. So good that he fucking died.
Yeah, way to die,
you
Uncle
know what?
Stan.
This is a now what are we supposed- idea.
It's a good
Let
idea.
Us come to a funeral and
we'll
mock
come
the
to a funeral.
For- I want to shovel the snow myself. Yeah. That's culinary.
Oh. I want to shovel the snow myself.
Hey, honey, why don't you get the kid from the neighborhood? He's got a snowblower. Nonsense. I don't want to put $10 out of my pocket. I'll do it myself.
Hey, I ate expired pain medication. That's just Big Farm telling you not to do that because they want you to buy new shit.
Do you guys want to go whitewater rafting?
Hey, we're in Mexico. Let's go ziplining, even though we didn't buy travel insurance. Rocks? I'm never going ziplining.
Why? I want to go ziplining so bad.
Because
done it in Mexico, actually, yeah.
Because I'm... You have in Mexico?
I have done it in Mexico.
Did you have traveler's insurance?
Traveler's insurance.
Yeah, no, there's no insurance.
Driver's license.
They don't offer it in Mexico.
No, they don't.
Where were you? Were you in... I want to guess where you were. You were on the...
Hold on. Take your time on this one.
This will be really fun for the listener. Were you in... you were on the Mayan Riviera.
Yes.
And you were in... it starts with an X. There's
close.
That one place where close, it's a Z or an X or something.
I know what you're talking about, but it wasn't there.
It wasn't there.
It was the Yucatan Peninsula. It was... I know what you're talking about. Exalta.
Yeah, you can't get away from this zip lining Salta. Shit over there.
Isn't
they want you to zip line.
Isn't it a Grateful Dead album, that town? Am I kidding?
Which?
You seen on the back of pickup truck. It starts with an X and it ends with an X. It's almost a palindrome.
Oh, the one. Are you not talking about the street on the way, that exit on the way out to Vegas, are you?
Zizix?
Zizix Road.
No, I'm talking about a Mexican town that starts with an X.
Zuza. It's Zeus.
No, fucko. Maddie, why don't you tell our friend Will Sasso about your travels to Mexico when the hurricane hit? I think that's very interesting.
Not really. Oh yeah, but that was the same trip that I went ziplining. I went there with my girlfriend, my ex, and we got trapped in a hurricane, Class 5 hurricane, and I was so coked out of my mind,
Jesus,
that I thought it was a good idea to board up the room with makeshift objects. So I went to the closet and I stole tape and bottles and things that really wouldn't help at all in a hurricane.
Just provide more shrapnel.
Just more shit.
Yeah.
And I stole a bunch of it, just railed out drunk, brought it in the room, and I taped the whole fucking room with duct tape. Taped us in, pulled the mattress off the bed, put it against the balcony.
Oh my goodness.
I just strung tape from like the ceiling to the lamps. Just shit that didn't even make any sense.
Just like John Nash, Beautiful Mind, like it all, the pattern made sense to him.
Yeah.
I'll connect the lamp to the door.
Oh, and my girlfriend's fantastic. Just in the bathroom crying for 12 hours while the hurricane hits. So that's
I think now would be a great time in the podcast to just read every Mexican city that starts with an X.
Yes.
It starts with an X?
Do you know how many there are?
Oh, man, you have a list there? How many?
Look how many there are.
That's like 100.
Yeah, we're never going to find it.
Yeah.
People are going to start tweeting it out. It's one. God, I can't believe it's on the back of so many trucks all over the place.
The one you see out here a lot is Oaxaca, but that's not it.
How do you spell that?
It starts with an O.
You're a jerk.
Man, Spanish.
No, but when I did.
Were you in?
When I did the zip lining, I actually got stuck. We got stuck on the zip line.
Great.
And a dude had to come out
and
get us off, unhitch us.
Does he come out on stilts?
No, he comes out on the zip line also. He came out. He zip lined out.
Now
we got two people hanging on there. He had to attach my safety cord to his cord. And then,
hey, fool. Yeah. You're stuck on a zipline, fool.
Hey, man.
For some reason, we make him an Inland Empire cholo.
Hey, fool. What's up, fool? Hey, man, you got stuck on that.
He was so high, he was never in Mexico. He just went to Ontario, California. He was outside Fontana Raceway.
That's why that guy was wearing jorts and a Raiders hat.
He was holding a fucking clothesline in his hand that he stole from someone's yard.
That's how high he was.
He's like, yeah, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Hey, fool, we got to go get this guy, fool. Yo, he's hanging off the tree with a coat hanger, man.
You might be lost, Holmes.
Yeah. Hey, fool, what's that you from, fool?
Hey,
clothesline.
Why you take my mom's clothes on, dog? We got to let the sheets dry. The sheets dry.
Let the sheets dry.
Why in scary movies are there always sheets drying?
Ah, good point.
Why is that? It's always white sheets.
Really? That's so easy. It's like
Tell me.
You think he's so great.
Tell me why.
You guys, all my medication is here. You think he's so great. It's because they wave around and people can hide behind them. And it's very spooky and provides
I know
the cat.
That.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
What is this?
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Lethargic argument winner?
I'm sorry.
No, it's like way too many fucking prescription pills and they all hit me at the same time, but I'm going to win my argument because I'm a little manic, even though I'm like buried under all my big pharma. So it's like a lot of things like waving around and flapping around. You can hide behind all of them.
Question was, why are they in
horror movies? Because you could be hiding behind all the sheets all the time. And for the movie makers, it provides depth because there's like three rows of sheets. You never know.
It's kind of a cliche,
you get through one line. Look, you do shower curtain. That's just one line of defense.
Well, but none of them are really a line of defense. I mean, if you think
not a line of defense, but just like a barrier between the monster and the scary things that are happening.
Oh, man, all right, okay.
That's why you don't have a horror movie, and you go like, "Oh my god, I'm in like an empty parking lot. I'm so scared because there's nothing there like blocking it." How come there's always a cat in a horror movie? Every horror movie, the guy's like, "Let me close this window."
Yeah. Dogs are not scary. Every dog is friendly. And
every dog lets you know, like, hey, man.
Yeah, this place is
on it. Hey, fool.
My dog voice is the same as the guy from San Bernardino.
Hey, fool, this place is haunted, yo.
Yeah, it's ghost.
Hey, man.
Hey, dog.
Hey, fool.
Shut up, dog.
What's that you from, man?
Hey, dog.
Hey, your dog is
out. Hey, check out my Raiders.
Hey, your dog
collar.
Is out. Your dog's acting dumb, man.
No, my.
He won't stop barking.
That's because something bad is coming, fool. We have the same voice, also.
That's right. The Chiefs are coming up to Oakland to beat the Raiders.
No, fuck that, fool. Fuck that, Holmes. You don't come in our house and play like that. Fuck that shit.
Everyone has.
No, fuck that. They haven't. Not this year. We got that new guy. Who's that new guy?
Do you have a dog?
No, I don't.
Do you want a dog?
I do want a dog.
You'd be a great dad. Do you want kids?
I do want kids.
You'd be just go knock somebody out.
You know, I've actually thought about that.
You go to Home Depot. You know those guys that hang out at Home Depot
okay.
waiting for work?
Yeah. Knock one of those guys up?
Sure.
They're guys.
I was going to blow one for third prize. I don't know why you're thumbing your nose at knocking one of them up.
Well, that's going to get someone even less pregnant, sucking their dick. It's going to get nobody pregnant, sir.
I'm not trying to get men pregnant.
You know, I'm 38 years old, and I've over the past couple years, I've mused about just blowing it in a chick if she's just like kind of really nice and smart.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I think
and then just go, hey, look, I'm a Catholic. This can't happen. Like, if she wants to, like, I don't think I should keep the baby. You'd be like, whoa,
yeah,
I'll be whoa.
Like, the only way for you, this is what I would say. I'd say, as a God-fearing man, the only way for you to kill my baby is for you to go with it. Sorry.
This has been more stories. That'd be the best ending of all time, but I can't.
That would be the best ending ever.
It would have been, but I can't. It's too brutal. What, honey? No, because I want to talk to Will about a couple more things about dogs.
Yeah,
you never had dogs?
No.
All my meds kicked in. I'm all fucking hazy, bro. Sat on my reading glasses right before we started. That put me in tailspin.
What?
Huh?
No. You got married before you had kids, right?
The first time, and then the second time, the right one.
Yeah.
I had my my son, who was the best man at my wedding. Aww. And then we made a second one.
That's
with
great.
The love of my life.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
But so why do you ever think, when you meet girls, are you like the opposite? Most guys are like, don't you talk about kids, and I tap out.
No.
Are you the guy that's like sweet, like when you go on a date, you're like, I hope she brings up kids.
I don't hope she brings up kids. Because
she's mulatto, and we're going to have super gorgeous kids.
Yeah, my blue eyes and her cocoa skin.
Look like Rick Fox.
Yeah, it looked like Rick Fox. It'd be smooth sailing for that kid.
No kidding.
Man, Rick Fox could do whatever the fuck he wants. Still. No, it's not necessarily the first date, but you know, I was with a girl a couple years ago and she said something interesting. She was talking about a fight that a girlfriend of hers was having. And here I am, I'm dating this girl. We're in love at this point. And, I'm in my mid 30s at this point. I think she was 30. And, she was talking about a fight that her girlfriend had. She goes, oh, my girlfriend had this fight because, you know, blah, 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 blah. And her boyfriend brought up, you know, maybe someday if we get married, then so on and so forth. And my ex's contention was, why the heck is this guy bringing up marriage? And what she said was, that has nothing to do with dating. And I paused and I said, it has everything to do with dating. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, this girl was on her path and we ended up not together. And, you know, I don't know if she's...
That girl's name was Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, ladies and gentlemen. So just to let you know where her priorities lie. No, you know, I mean, and on her, not to sound like a weirdo, but, you know, her journey, maybe she's at the point where she's like, I want to get married. Now, I'm not saying I want to get married. That's a priority. The priority is the person you're with. But I think a lot of times in a dynamic place in a metropolitan city like L.A., a girl can go, oh, I just want to date and hang around. And, you know, this same person said to me once, oh, I remember where I was when I met you. I was just dating a bunch of guys and just satisfied to let them take me out and, you know, kind of finishing the night going, I got a better life than him. I don't care about that guy so much. And I kind of want to bang that guy, blah, 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 blah. And just spreading it around. And then I met you and you had an impact on me and I really liked you a lot and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, that's kind of what you brought in, though.
She was a who?
She was a who?
Isn't it also the parenthetical of that entire conversation is until I meet the person I actually want to have kids with?
Yes, absolutely. Because for
not you,
right? Absolutely, saying. That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
If I was the person that she wanted to get married to,
if
someday,
you were Rick Fox,
that would be a different
story.
She'd
be on her eighth kid,
right? And if
she'd live in a shoe,
right? And if to me that person was someone that I wanted to spend my life with, I wouldn't have even been in there. Somewhere subconsciously, I picked, you know, it's weird, but it's weird here in LA. I mean, but you know, you've been married for a while. So
do you pick the same weird chick over and over again?
I don't pick the same weird chick over and over again. I do pick some weird chicks, though.
Gary Goldman picks the weirdest chicks. You know Gary Goldman?
No.
Great comic.
Yeah.
And I go, what do you mean weird? He goes, like biting my hand so I can't leave the house.
Mm.
Like he would reach for the doorknob.
That's
and
weird.
He dated a girl that would bite his fucking forearms.
Wow.
Like no! Fucking bite his forearms and wrists.
I think I kind of, sometimes I'm attracted to, they're all different from each other. And some
but they're all big, like real big
huge
girls.
Huge Viking girls.
That's what's weird.
I want a big girl. I want a girl that looks like me in a wig.
Yeah.
I want a girl. I say, I'm going to best you tonight. I'm going to have sex with you. And she goes, and this is what she says. No, you're not. And I say, yes, I am. No, you are not. And then a fight starts. And if I'm wearing my rope diaper, I will be aroused. They're not all the same. And some of them are like, look, you know, I come from a normal place. I come from a family.
It's weird
of
you date
families.
Girls that talk like that, too.
Yeah. They talk like this.
Hey, come from a normal place.
But I, you know, I'd like to say I do dig old fashioned girls. I met a girl, actually, I can talk directly and openly about a girl I met last summer because she does not listen to podcasts. She does not have Facebook. She does not have Twitter. She doesn't have Instagram. She doesn't have any of that shit. I could,
you know what I
openly talk about her.
Giant bush.
No, she's a...
I'm sort of off the grid.
Yeah. I'm sort of off the grid. Yeah, I live... It's technically a tent, and it's in the forest. But, you know, Eskimos live in igloos, and they stay warm.
I call it a yurt. If you could just get the cat off the couch, I'll make you some chamomile tea.
Yeah, make you some chamomile tea using my own urine. No, I met this girl who's just this sweet, you know, girl. I was making a film up in Canada, and I met this girl completely by accident.
Canadian girl.
Canadian girl. Right. Just unbelievably sweet and loyal and normal right away, and, you know, I don't know.
But that's the whole thing?
No, I could tell you more, but, you know, I don't know. What do you want to know?
Were like, let me tell you a story about this girl.
And then I turned it around and went, what do you want to know? You even give a shit.
I met a
girl. I'm a horrible guest. Well, no, here's my point.
What does old-fashioned mean? Like, let's get married, have kids.
She's an old-fashioned. She's a one guy at a time, you know, girl. She was just very sweet and very, I think in a society where a lot of women are competing with men, it's hard for them to appreciate men. And
what
on
mean
the
competing with men,
they're competing with men.
With what?
For to careers, for all first? Sorts of stuff. The whole thing's fucking gone nuts for the past 100 years. You know this. I'm not telling you anything new. That's the way it
no,
is.
I don't
especially
know what you're
here
talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about. Well,
I live
it's
in
really
the West
fuck-
Side, bro. Shit's nice
yeah,
here,
man. It's mellow.
Harry Truman's president where I live.
Pretty much. Yeah, no, it's it, you know, and on the flip side of that, guys men aren't men in a place like L.A. Most of them, you know what I mean. So girls have to
they're
fend
like,
for themselves.
Metrosexuals,
they're morons than most of the guys out here.
They're like, hey, you want to go to the gym and spot one another?
You want to get a smoothie?
Maybe drop a few lbs off the bar so you don't have a guy blowing air up your fucking balls. hey, how about 50 more? I think I'm gonna let my jizz spill, honey.
Have you heard that song?
It's the new hit from the At The Real Hey Matty.
Give
he tweets
Matty a
once every 44 days. He'll write things like, great.
It took a long time to come up with. Give me a break here.
No, the song is tremendous.
No, great.
Great. Great. Or as Christopher Walken would say, great. Yeah. Have you ever been I don't know why I keep talking to you about dogs. Have you ever been a dog walker?
No, I've never been a fucking dog walker. Of course. Of course not. No.
Why?
They're like, well, wait, earlier you just said, oh, you've been doing show business for a long time here. Would there have been a period in my 20s where shit fell off after Mad TV and I had to go to dog walking?
Like, I've seen the IMDb page.
Well, how would I be a dog walker at any point? We just detailed and outlined a Canadian drama that I was on for my teens.
Oh, no. I'll tell you exactly when.
Okay.
All right. I'll type Will Sasso into IMDb.
And look for the lull. You'll find
lull.
It. Yeah.
Why are you completely bald in your photo?
I don't know.
Like, you're completely bald
in my
photo.
Main photo? Oh, that's also me at 25. Look at how young I look. I'm young and thin.
That's young to you?
I was 25 and young as shit, and I just finished being a fat ass, and I was soon to be a fat ass again.
Aww.
But I was a super fat ass before that picture was taken, and then kind of
really?
A fat ass. Oh, I was real, real big, yeah.
How'd you lose all the weight?
It was a fad diet called working out and eating right.
So you were never a dog walker?
No, I was never a dog walker.
Look, Colin Quinn was a dog walker. He walked his friend's dog.
He did?
He's famous.
Yeah, but no, I'm not saying all it's right. Not something that you do, but but that's his friend's dog. That's not a dog walker.
Well, that's kind of what I meant.
Oh, yeah, no, I love to walk a dog. I love some of my friend's dogs. My buddy Tommy's dog Curtis is one of my favorite beings, human or animal.
Animal beings?
Animal beings.
I'm looking at your IMDb page. There is really no lull. Robson Arms, is that also a Canadian show?
That's that's Gary Harvey, a Canadian producer who worked on Madison, created that show, and was like, would you like to come up and do a couple of episodes recently?
One episode of Entourage.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like 2007 was the slow year.
It was a really slow year.
Entourage, one episode.
2006, I barely worked. So that's what made 2007 a slow year.
Till Death, TV series. Yeah. How many episodes of that?
Did two.
Okay. Yeah. One episode of Entourage the next year.
Yeah.
One episode of CSI, Crime Scene Investigation.
Man, yeah, that was a lean time.
And then one episode of October Roy.
Road.
October Road, you played Big Boy Brett.
Yeah, that's a really slow year.
So maybe you could walk some dogs.
I probably could have walked some dogs. Look, if you're trying to lead, you know, the witness here, you're not going to get what you're looking
Tell
for.
Tell us about Curtis.
Curtis? He's kind of a husky chow mix.
I know. He's blonde. Don't bring weight into it. If he's just having a problem with
actually,
the way he looks.
I don't know.
You call him husky. Just, you know.
Oh, no. Husky, you know, husky. Dog in the dog sense.
I apologize.
Beautiful. Looks like a Jindo husky. Looks like a Jindo, sort of.
I don't know if you can say Jindo on the radio these days. The Asians get very upset.
About the Jindo?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have a whole lot of Korean listeners.
Korean?
Jindo's a Korean dog.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
What about
very
Basenji?
Very loyal dog.
Basenji.
Sounds Japanese.
I think it is. They don't bark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know a lot about dogs.
Oh, really? Yeah, you'd like this dog. Curtis is the greatest.
When can I meet him?
Whenever, man. If you ever come over for football, Curtis will come
over.
Yeah, I'm on the podcast.
Can Curtis come sit third mic?
If he hears, you know, if he hears the sirens go off, he howls. That's fun.
So he's like dog stuff.
Yeah, he does dog shit.
Can
we
play
go up
Madden?
To me and my, I've never played Madden with him, so maybe. We go up to, me and some friends, we go up to Big Bear Lake and Curtis comes and he's just happy as shit up there. He's smiling the whole fucking time. He knows what's up.
Hey, fool, I'm in a good place here. Yo,
dogs,
these are good people,
look,
fool.
Dogs, I got two dogs, and if I say, like, I'm going to go to the store, like, one of them just picks their head up, like, can I go?
Yeah.
I like store.
Yeah. They're fucking great little retards, those things. I really do. I would like one. I live alone. You know, it's just me in the house, and I've got to have, you need someone else there to fucking have a dog. I don't want to be that guy. That's the fucking dude I don't want to be. I'm a single 38-year-old man living by himself. I'm going to be, hey, what's up? I got this Rhodesian Ridgeback, and I'm at the fucking.
Great dogs.
Great dogs. They four of them can take down a lion.
That's what they're bred for.
That's what they're African hunting dogs. That's right. And I'm just me at the dog park by the Silver Lake Reservoir by myself picking up on fucking chicks with fucking crazy bushes and Day of the Dead tattoos and blue bangs. Can that be my fucking life? Fuck me, man. Whatever. I'm going to hit that chick up in Canada who's a fucking dental receptionist and I'm going to let the jizz flow and I'm going to let the fucking cards fall where they may and just have a fucking family with that chick.
You're going to get a dog. What? Go to the Silver Lake Dog Park by the reservoir.
No.
And you're going to meet some little girl that does fucking cartoon voices for some Telemundo like some weird showbiz offshoot that doesn't get in your shit.
There you go. That doesn't get in your shit.
You're going to fall in love.
Yeah. Is that what's going to happen?
There's dog parks that happen in place. And what's amazing is, as deep a conversation as you're having, you're holding shit in a plastic bag the entire time.
That's really interesting.
You're like, well, I voted for Obama because, well, yeah, I can tell you're holding a bag of shit
right
in your hand.
That's a really interesting metaphor for life, actually.
Like, go put the shit in the trash.
Yeah.
And then come back and talk.
Then
to
come
me.
Back and talk. And if I'm still here, we can talk.
Yeah. Rhodesian right. Ridgeback. Nobody's leaving.
Nobody will.
Like, oh my God! Look at his back. Like, it's like he has a mohawk.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting.
This is one of my favorite dogs of all time.
It's a beautiful dog,
and fast, like greyhound fast.
Yeah, they're very fast. Packs. I want a dog that can really either fuck someone up
or fuck someone,
and just like, and if we're talking a little about a little girl who does voice work for Telemundo, I want a dog that can knock her over into the dirt of the dog park at the Silver Lake Reservoir
and
mount her.
Pumping,
well, dry humper, you know,
pumping,
she's
pumping.
Yeah,
well, she would have to get undressed.
She would have to get
and give her and surrender. To
she'd
the
have
dog.
To surrender. No, she's a. I'm
so he's not blasting her taint. Hold on. So he's not just blasting her taint for like 6 minutes because he's a dumb dog.
Yeah,
she would have to like kind of scooch a little to let him
inside.
And
that's the test. Then I know I don't want that girl.
No,
that girl just let my dog fuck her. I don't want that girl. That's what's actually. You know what? That's a good thing in L.A., man, because we got these crazy fucking bitches in LA. You know, you never know what the fuck's going on in LA with these chicks. You never know what they're up to.
They might be having sex with dogs.
If a girl has sex with your dog, probably shouldn't date her.
Non-starter. Hey, how are you? My name is Will.
Yeah.
I'm Bethany.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, Bethany?
N-E.
Bethany.
Yeah. Have you ever had sex with a dog? No. Really?
Oh, really?
Where are you from?
Where are you from? What are you doing here?
I'm from San Bernardino. Oh. Never mind.
You probably do run a zip line business.
It's just a matter of time until you're rescuing Maddie, dressed as a dog, holding a clothesline, having sex with you on the floor of a makeshift dog park behind some Cholo's house.
Yeah.
Hey, I call this my dog run, man.
Hey, man. Hey, this is a... Hey, fool. I have all my friends come here. And, man, even Colin Quinn had come through, man. He walked a dog here once for a friend, you know.
Colin Quinn is walking his friend's dog down, I think it's like the west side of Manhattan where it's much more Puerto Rican than the east side. And he's walking his dog. It's a much better story when Colin tells it. He goes, I'm walking this dog and I leave the bodega with the dog
And there's like this Puerto Rican guy. He's like 6'4", 165 pounds, like rail thin. He's wearing the long ass shorts and the super white sneakers with no laces.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a wife beater. He's got tattoos on his neck and he reeks of like Jacquard cologne. Ugh. And he's like yelling. There's no dog, but he's yelling two blocks ahead going, yo, Chilito, why you want to do me like that, B?
Oh my God.
Chilito, why you want to play me, son? And Colin looks all the way down, like a block and a half, and there's just this fucking pit bull on the move. Just,
oh, no!
Just jogging, not a care in the world, like he's off his leash, and the guy's not running because his shoes would fall off, and he just, the dog's name was Chilito, and he's going, Chilito, why you want to be like that, son?
That's don't fantastic.
Don't blame me like that. Don't blame me like that, kid.
Don't blame me like that, kid.
And Colin just comes out of the bodega, sees it, and just goes, ha, 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 and he goes, what are you laughing at, man? Your dog got a dumb head.
Your dog what?
Has a dumb head.
A dumb head?
Your dog got a dumb head.
This guy's fantastic.
Yeah.
All the writers who write like the sort of the walla and background things that happen for like the Grand Theft Auto series could never come up with something that brilliant.
Chilito.
Hey, Chilito, why you got to play me like that?
Why you want to run? Come on, dog. Let's make nice. But the dog's like a block and a half ahead, like just hustling. Not like attacking people, just like, no. I'm free. Will Sasso has the 10-minute podcast. This is mine.
Sorry.
Will Sasso has the 10-minute podcast, 10minutepodcast.com, all letters. Mm-hmm. He's promoting nothing, which I like, except the podcast.
I got something coming out later, but you know. Who knows?
Really? Well, you'll come back and promote it, sweetheart.
Some other time.
Diamond Dave, sign us off.
Hey, man, you've been listening to more stories, man. It's not less, it's more, which is my kind of, it's my kind of feeling, man. That's the way I look at rock and M&Ms, man. Give me more stories.
Diamond Dave.
Eddie hit me in the face with his guitar, man.
Gotta let the jet spell. Put your name on it.
Hi, my name is what? My name is my name is
Sadie.
Hi, my name is my name is
what?
My name is
Sadie.
Hi, my name is
excuse me.
My name is
Sadie.
Can I have the attention of the class?
My name
for 1 second.
My name is
kids, do you like violence?
Yeah,
wanna
yeah,
see
yeah.
me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids?
Uh-huh.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did?
Yeah,
try
yeah.
Sid and get fucked up worse than my life is?
Uh-huh.
My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I wanna impregnate. And Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a basic. So why's your face red? Man, you wasted.
Well, since age 12, I felt like I'm someone else, cause I hung my original self from the top bunk with a belt. Got pissed off and ripped Pamela Lee's tits off and smacked her so hard I knocked her clothes backwards like crisscross. I smoke a fat pound of grass and fall on my ass faster than a fat bitch who sat down too fast. Come here, slut. Shady, wait a minute. That's my girl, dawg. I don't give a fuck. God sent me to piss the world off.
Hi, my name is
what?
My name is my name is
teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high. Thanks a lot. Next semester I'll be 35. I smacked him in his face with an eraser. Chased him with a stapler. Stapled his nuts to a stack of paper. Walked in a strip club. Had my jacket zipped up. Blasted a bartender. Then stuck my dick in a tip cup. Extraterrestrial. Running over pedestrians in a spaceship while they screaming at me.
Let's just be friends. 99%
of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more dope than I do. I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. Make a record about doing drugs and name it after. You know you blew up when the women rush your stands. Try to touch your hands like some screaming Usher fans. This guy, White Castle, asked for my autograph, so I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support, asshole.
Hi, my name is
this kid needs to be locked away.
Get him!
Dr. Dre, don't just stand there, operate. I'm not ready to leave, it's too scary to die. I'll have to be carried inside the cemetery and buried alive.
Yep.
Am I coming or going? I can barely decide.
I just drank and fit the vodka. Dare me to drive?
Go ahead.
All my life I was very deprived. I ain't had a woman in years, and my palms are too hairy to hide.
Whoops.
Clothes ripped like the Incredible Hulk. I spit when I talk. I fuck anything that walks.
Come here.
When I was little, I used to get so hungry, I would throw fits. How you gonna breastfeed me, mom? You ain't got no tits. I lay awake and strap myself in the bed with a bulletproof vest on and shoot myself in the head.
Bang.
Steaming mad. And by the way, when you see my dad,
yeah,
tell him that I slit his